You're listening to The World Cafe. Hi, I'm Kaleo. We've heard a lot about teenagers recording albums in their bedrooms and hitting it big as of late. Geese, in some ways, is a throwback, back to a time when a group of friends could infiltrate a parent's basement to make rock and roll. That's how Dominic, Cameron, Max, Gus, and Foster got together, as a group of school students. After realizing they were spending more time playing instruments instead of Mario Kart, they formed the band. By the time they graduated high school, Geese had hit their stride. The Brooklyn indie rock band had a very good 2021, with their debut album Projector receiving rave reviews, including a feature in the New York Times. We recently welcomed Geese to the World Cafe Studios to talk about making Projector. Plus, we feature a full band performance from our studios. As a small aside, it's been 2 years since we've had the opportunity to record a live session, so we're thrilled Geese were here to welcome us back. So let's get into it. This is Low Era from Geese on World Cafe.
The Recorded live for the World Cafe, that is Geese with a performance of Low Era. You can find the song on their debut album, Projector. Geese are Cameron, Max, Gus, Dominic, and Foster. I'm Kaleo on the Cafe with Cameron and Gus. It's been 2 years since we've had a guest in studio, 2 years since we've had a live performance. So it is a pleasure to welcome you into the World Cafe studios. It's so nice to meet.
Well, thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here.
Such a great set. So stoked for the music. A lot of the story of Geese has to do with the origin, and that's understandable because, you know, you play through high school, you get signed to a record deal, none of you are 20 yet, so obviously people want to go back to the beginning. I don't want to start all the way at the beginning because while it is interesting how you connected, I'm curious, after you knew each other, when it went from, hey, I like hanging out with these people, to I want to make music together. Who'd like to start?
Well,
seems like Cameron wants
Cameron?
To start. Go ahead, Cameron.
It happened pretty quickly, you know. Once we realized we didn't actually like each other's personalities, we were just like, well, we got to figure out something to do. So we picked up our instruments and we were off to the races.
It was the critical point where we spent more time playing music when we hung out instead of like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And at that point, it was getting really serious. Yeah. That's
how we knew.
Yeah. And I say that as a joke, but that's actually not a joke. Like a lot of the time when we'd like meet up in middle school to try and play music, it would just be too much effort. And then we just play video games.
Yeah. Yeah. We essentially were completely clueless the entire time we were doing it. We really didn't even, I was really anxious myself as well. And I just didn't, I was like, I had like sung and played piano from like 6 years old, just like on my own, like listening to like Keane and Ben Folds and stuff like that.
Yes.
Ooh, piano rock, yeah.
As a little tween, you know. But I was really uncomfortable being on stage. And so we were mostly just a recording project through late middle school and high school. We would just sort of gather as much equipment as possible and put it all in the Max's basement. And just make whatever, make just rip-offs of whatever we were listening to at the time.
For people listening, Max, the drummer, his mom, you guys rehearsed in the basement of her house, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's why she's the studio overseer, essentially.
Pretty
right?
much, yeah. It's the tenant.
So you had a lot of things working against you in terms of time, so you just had to kind of like...
We just had to, which actually helped. We had spent like the last 7 months working on this sort of like Radiohead ripoff EP type thing.
More than
like,
7 months. Yeah.
It was the thing where we were mixing it all in the same room and we just had spent so long on four tracks and we were just like, it was pretty liberating to just
It was a year that we spent on four tracks where we were in junior year of high school. We were listening to a lot of Radiohead and a lot of Animal Collective and weren't playing shows. So we get the songs to a point where Cameron's like, oh, this is good, all right, and then you leave and it's just Max and I, and then we're like, well, why don't we mess around with this, and kept going like that for months, and then came in with Disco, and it was a very easy like, you record this, I'll send you the tracks, do a mix, and then like make notes on it, and it was done in like a couple weeks.
That's very cool. Good. Well, let's listen to a performance recorded live in the World Cafe studios. It's Geese with Disco.
Reaching without reason, faces made of air. Iron drums in the cellar are calling up the stairs. I return to the dirt
and then I rise again. I turn the soil over and close the box I sent.
Yeah.
path, my friend. I just need to know if you're struggling to breathe. Do you drink at me?
I've been
Recorded live for the World Cafe, that is Disco. It's from the band Geese, my guest today. Their debut album is available now. It is called Projector. I'm joined by Gus and Cameron. And so you are in high school, you are recording this album, and you're doing it at, you know, bandmate Max's parents' house. Like, you graduate from high school, you're like, I got yeah. stuff I gotta do. I'm planning on going to college. I know some people, you know, some people had yeah. college plans. Like, how did, like, I imagine that's a pretty interesting conversation. Well, you've got to decide, hey, do we want to keep exploring this or do we want to go do something else?
I'd always, that year as senior year, I'd always, whenever I'd start talking about going to college, Max would always say, oh, you're not going to college. I'm like, yeah. Well, I am though. No, you're not. We're going to do Geese. I'm like, that's just not going to happen. But he had, I guess he had incredible foresight. Yeah. Because here we are, and I'm not in college.
Was it just the idea of getting signed and sort of the realization that, hey, these things are going to come through. This is an opportunity to explore it. College can yeah. wait, sort of thing.
Yeah, and I feel like I got the sense in school that there was very much a wall between me and then that whole universe of like more professional music. Mm-hmm. So it felt weird when it was. Kind of deteriorating and becoming my world.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I imagine so. And I imagine it's got to be so weird because people assume music, a lot of the discovery and exploration of a band and someone breaking is live performance.
Yeah.
But you said, you know, this was like pure pandemic thing. Like you aren't playing shows. And so these things show up in your email or something, I imagine.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, it was weird. Yeah. Because we had put all of our eggs into just recording for like the last 4 years, and like it's really rare for like any band to get like any sort of attention from demos these days, but that's somehow what happened.
Yeah,
us. Yeah.
Now I wish that we'd played more shows in high school. It worked out, but that's just how it happened.
Yeah
that's very cool. Well, I mean, the good news is, you know, you're going out with Spoon and you're going to be playing a lot of shows. You're doing a winter tour through the Midwest, which I believe is something that they would say is character building.
Short run. Yeah.
Yeah. So
short blast of character building and in the form of ice and snow in the Midwest. Oh, my God.
Well, there's a lot to look forward to. We've got more with Geese in just a few minutes. But first, it's time for another live performance. We're hanging out with Gus and Cameron of the band Geese. The debut album is Projector. First World Warrior. Cameron, tell me a little bit about this song.
Well, we needed a quiet one because the rest was too loud.
Yeah, but, pretty much.
But this is one of the instances where I took more of a step back in towards songwriting, and Gus and Max constructed a lot of the parts based on a really shoddy demo that I had sent them. But and then I wrote the lyrics in history class about just you know,
that was a
first world guilt, and that's how it. That's it came to be.
Very cool.
That was a fun song, at least for us, because like, yeah, you did send like a couple guitar parts and no one else could be in the studio, so Max and I, it was like a sort of like an exercise in like world building, because there's a lot of sounds in there, and there, I guess it is pretty quiet and not based in rhythm, so we had more space to just add cool noises, hopefully purposeful. But yeah,
it's very cool. I'm very stoked to have a live performance right now in the World Cafe Studios. This is Geese with First World Warrior.
Anyway.
You're listening to The World Cafe. That is the band Geese with a performance of First World Warrior. Cameron and Gus are in studio with me. I am Kaleo. This is The World Cafe. Their debut album is available now. It is called Projector. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention, in the last couple of months, you played The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. You have a thoughtful think piece from The New York Times, Rolling Stone profile, Consequence of Sound. You're going on tour with Spoon. There's a ton of critical acclaim for your debut album. It sounds like 2022 is going to be an incredible year for you all. And I am curious, because you sort of had to make a tough decision a year ago and decide, are we going to pursue the band or are we going to go and do our own thing? Moving forward, like, what is the plan and how do you manage that so that you can go, oh, we're all still into this? We're going to do this next year. Because at some point, maybe there is a moment where you go, I would like to rejoin what I was going to plan on doing before this. But also, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so you also want to see it through. How have y'all talked about managing that and where you go next?
Our first plan is to, and I don't want to give anything away, but we're we're pivoting our business model into a chain of pizzerias.
We are?
That's the next album, you know.
Let's talk about this.
Well, I had to go over your head for this one, Gus. I'm sorry. It's like things are moving quickly, you know. This is bigger than all of us.
So no pizzerias, tour with Spoon, maybe release more material by the end of the year?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just reading code into that.
Maybe, you know, if we have time. The sourdough is not going to, you know, ferment itself.
Well, the sourdough starter on this session has risen to its conclusion. So it's time for one last song. Thank you very much. I don't even know how I came up with that. Let's do the title track. It's Geese with Projector here on The World Cafe.
Speaking of sensation, following cicadas underground for another few years. Slowly as the glaciers, I crack my skull on the hardwood corners. Even when I start to wave, she watched me dance and catch my hands every time. And when I come out late at night, I wonder what the Chinese are doing. And when I look you in the eyes, I try as hard as I can to read your mind. I don't understand the written word. I can only try and grasp the meaning. Unsure of all the sad rumors I've heard as I wander closer. Sacrilegious deeds.
Decency mankind has been all but slaughtered by the computer and the wire. Now I'm the only good man left on earth. Why don't you want me? I am no easy prey. I can see things for what they are. I can see it from a mile away. I know everything that happens before it takes place. Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
I am not a fighter.
It's Geese with the performance of Projector. Their album, their debut album, is available now. It is called Projector. Cameron, Gus, thank you so much for coming in. Congratulations on the debut. Best of luck throughout the rest of the year. And as our first opportunity to welcome someone back into the studio for a performance, please come back and see us again soon.
I hope
happily,
to.
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go. That's Geese. We're back in a moment on The World Cafe.